Section 1. Play. Play is not just an activity. It's a state of mind that brings new energy and sparks creativity. Most of us learned early in life that work and play are separate, and that if you're playing, you could not possibly be working. But to have a livable work environment, one in which human beings thrive, a certain amount of playfulness or lightheartedness is required. We have found no exception to this rule. The alternative is what Ken Blanchard refers to as an epidemic of tight underwear. Not a pleasant image. An innovative environment demands even more play. Habitually following the direct all-business line from point A to point B may seem more efficient, but it constricts one's capacity to generate new solutions when needed. The freedom to be playful, to take a winding, curious line, expands creative opportunities, as well as the minds and spirits of the humans involved. The spirit that allows people to wear a goofy tie or to laugh out loud without fearing what others think is the same spirit that encourages them to consider new ideas to expand the boundaries of what they used to think was possible. Creativity becomes an adult game of make-believe, or, hey, what if we can all play? The fishmongers know that play can stimulate creativity. When a customer placed an order, they used to walk from behind the counter to pick up the fish, then they had to hike all the way back around to wrap the fish and ring up the purchase. But one day they did something different. One of the fish guys threw a salmon over the counter to another. Eureka! Not only did they create a new kind of performance art, but they became more productive by eliminating a lot of walking back and forth. Despite the benefits of a lighthearted workplace, it's amazing how much fear the thought of play strikes into the heart of management. When an executive for a large fast food chain said, "You want us to tell 300,000 teenagers they can play?" he probably imagined the world's largest food fight. One reason for the fear may be that we aren't sure what play is. The same people who are drawn to the playfulness of Pike Place Fish Market often can't imagine how they could ever replicate such an atmosphere in their own workplace. "What can we throw at work?" they ask. The fishmongers have the answer. "There are a million different ways of playing," they say. "It doesn't have to be throwing a fish." Actuaries, teachers, or engineers will find different ways to be playful than the fish guys. That's the point. Play is not restricted to a toy or a game. It's the lighthearted feeling you release inside people when they are enthused, committed, and free of fear. A successful budget meeting in which serious work is being done can stimulate the same feeling as a picnic.